So, have you played yet?
I have.
Oh, so you're familiar. Have you played with two players yet?
I've not.
Neither have I.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Above the Board
with
Josh
and Phil.
This is our playthrough episode.
Yeah, we're playing through Scout.
Yeah, and are we still streaming through a live?
Yeah, sorry. Thank you. Yeah, we're streaming to a live Twitch audio.
There you go.
At twitch.tv/above the board.
Yeah.
And you can check out all our other media at abovetheboardpodcast.com. So Scout is like a hot game right now.
Yeah, it was apparently either voted or won best game of 2022.
Yeah. Was it
it says
don't they usually put on the box?
Yeah.
Oh, I have an old box.
Yeah.
You get my sweet second printing,
I guess.
Yeah, anyways. I've played it before with some people. It's really fun. It's kind of weird. They never explained to me the theming of it. So I kind of read it. Oh, did you see this? The opening line here? You have suddenly been appointed as the leader of a circus.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I mean, period. That was too dramatic.
Okay.
Appointed the leader of a circus.
I feel like it should be an exclamatory, though, because that's the last thing I want to be leader of.
Like, especially for it to be all of a sudden. You're suddenly appointed the leader of a circus.
One second you're eating Lucky Charms, the next all of a sudden you got like...
It's like the cartoon. It pops out of the box. You're the leader of a circus!
Dang it! You slam your spoon down, milk goes everywhere.
I had plans today! It's the weekend!
I have to do!
Who's gonna do these dishes?
Kids, man. Like, I can't just bring them with you. Like, honey, Vocal will take good care of him. It's the last place I want to leave my kids. No offense.
That's what makes you perfect for the job.
I guess. Like, clowns scare me.
So, anywho, I want to call this game Scout and Show, but that's not what it's called.
Yeah.
Because there's only two actions you play in this game.
Three, technically.
True. But the third one is Scout
and Show.
With the other two being Scout.
Or Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is for the fans, since you know how to play, I guess.
Yeah. I know, but I'm totally cool with, walking through.
So, basically, you put on a show, because you've been suddenly appointed the leader of a circus.
Yeah.
And you do it by doing, sequential numbers, like 7 and 8 are in order. Or pairs. I could have done 2 8s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a show. And then so the other one is a rival circus director. Is that what they are? Leader. A rival circus leader.
I like director better. Leader sounds so mundane. So ho-hum.
Chief circus officer.
Gross. Chief clown wrangler.
Yeah. And so you either need to put on a better show, which is... the same number of cards, but a higher rank, or...
I think doubles...
Yeah, doubles are better than straights, and then a show with more cards in it is better.
Like a longer run, you mean?
Yeah. So if you played a show with 3 cards, that'd be better than this 2-card show. And then the other action we said was scout, and that's where if you can't put on a better show, you scout by taking the talent off either end of the ones they played. And I think the little sweet little fun bit about this game is you'll notice that there's 2 numbers on each card. So if I was going to scout this 8, I could actually flip it over and play it as a 4.
But only if you scout it, right?
Yeah.
Because
your opening hand, when you get it, you either decide to do it this way or you flip it over and do it the other way.
Yep.
And then you can never change the order of your cards.
Yeah.
And so your sets and runs and matches have to be in your hand order. So when you pick it up, if I picked up the 7, I'll be like, oh, I need to stick it next to an 8 so I can play it later. That's the whole game. If you're playing with 3 or more players, you get a scout and show token so you can scout and then show at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But in a 2-player game, you don't get it. Yeah. Because the end of the round is when everyone around the table scouts and no one shows, or you use all your cards. And so the way it works in this... 2-player game is scout tokens are these, right?
Yep. Little dollars.
Yeah. So you start with 3 of them and you only get 3 scouts.
So when you're out of scouts, the round's over?
Yeah. When you're out of scouts, then it's like a normal rule where if you need to scout, it's over.
Gotcha.
So don't we, if we scout, we get a token, right?
Yes. You laid the 3 cards and then I scouted, I would pay you for that card.
If I scout once, twice, these go to you.
Yeah,
then you could scout 5 times. You think they'll go back and forth?
Yeah.
So, enjoy directing leading the circus.
Chief corralling the circus.
Oh, and that's right. Anytime you play over a show, you take those as points.
Yeah.
That's the sauce.
Because the brilliant, I think anyway, game mechanic is at the back of the cards or the dollar sign. So, like, when you get your cards, you turn them over, and they're your points there.
I do like when things fit together well like that. Like, you can kind of remember just by looking at the game pieces.
Yeah.
All right, so we start with 11, and so there's two rounds.
And then you choose which way you want your cards to go.
You can take it this way, or you can flip it over and do it the other way.
Man. All right, I'm good. I'm going to go this way.
I think I'm going to go this way. Whoever goes first is, like, the most recent person to talk to a clown or something.
Wouldn't be me, unless I'm killing him.
Decide a starting player. Okay. I'll flip this token. Do you want to be scout and show or
I'll be antique car.
Antique car. Okay.
Oh.
Nope, not good flip. Oh, scout and show. I'm first player. Let me put on my top hat as I bring you to the big top. And I'm going to start off with this Stilts Act starring Steven and Vincent.
How quaint. I didn't even realize that each suit is like, or color or whatever. Maybe not. No, yeah, each color.
I think the color is a different part of the show. And so but the actor's performer's name is on both sides. So Vincent is good with the trampoline or with the stilts.
Or stilts. Good for him, man. I'm going to scout Steven. So I put this to you?
No, you give it to me, yeah. And then now you either have to scout or show. But since I have one card, it's fairly easy to defeat. Vincent doing stilts by himself, not as cool.
Why not?
It's just not the same without Steven. You know, they're like doing twirls and...
Well, I have a juggler, a bicyclist, and a unicyclist, who is actually Steven. Mary, Barbara, and Steven are coming out to play.
I kept this hand for this big play right here. See if it pays off.
Let's see.
We got Carol, Elizabeth, Kenneth, and Michael, who are singing and drumming and juggling and clowning.
Ugh.
Carol the clown for the win, hopefully.
Nightmare fuels.
Carol can join your squad.
I don't want her to. Is she a clown?
Yeah.
Ugh. So to beat that show, though, I'd have to be four cards or more, right?
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify.
Dude,
for the folks at home.
You got to dunk on me with five cards.
Boy, I wish it was. That'd be wild, wouldn't it?
It would. I would have been upset if you're like, oh, I have to play four cards?
Be like, oh, is that all?
Is this four cards?
Count them. I'm not great. I have dyslexia.
Maybe you should solve mysteries.
Because I'm Will Trent. The best part about that show is the actor who plays Will Trent is his Georgia accent. Like, I'm finding that, like, my weird niche in actors are, like, actors who don't have a Southern accent naturally. Doing one for whatever.
Laying it on thick.
Yeah, like Daniel Craig. His Foghorn Leghorn accent is life. It is.
Is it so good?
It is the best thing.
It's like, I don't really care if it's accurate or not. It's a delight.
I would listen to an audiobook.
Read
by Benoit Blanc. Well, I can't do five cards. You know what I mean?
I'll still be impressed if you do four.
I can't do four cards either. You know?
Got him.
Got him.
It's a big time circus act right there. Oh, but cards left in my hand are negative points, aren't they?
They sure are.
I shot for the moon too soon. Well, I was just hoping I would scout you to death. That was my plan.
Scout me to death?
Yes.
That's intense.
Put you out of business. I'm Barnum. I'm about to buy out you Ringling Bros.
He was not a good person.
But he made money. And that's
I can't argue that.
That's what I'm doing here as the leader of a circus.
I can't argue.
It's all about that paycheck. Dang, people don't get into circuses for the love. It's for the money.
So for a two-player game, can you scout and show like in any, like if you scout, can you also show?
Well, you keep scouting until you show or you can't scout anymore.
Oh, I got you. So you don't have to scout once per...
Yeah, you could use both of these and scout twice.
Got you. For some reason, I didn't realize that.
I know, it was confusing, and I don't think I said it well.
No, that's okay. Is that only for two players?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense, because that's not how we play. It was like once, right?
Yeah, it is
only
once.
Scout.
In a normal, I'll say normal game of three or more players,
yeah,
you scout or show, or use your token to do both.
Yeah.
But you just do one thing and then it moves on.
Dang.
Kenneth on the drums, everyone. This is Kenneth like tossing drumsticks to Michael while he's juggling.
I mean,
it's a part of the act.
He could be. Why am I having such a hard time doing like just simple Not even.
You just need to have sequential numbers or matching numbers.
No. I know that. I'm trying to I'm
trying to figure out what you can scout.
Yeah.
Because you remember you're picking them up. So when you pick up the four, you only have to play three cards, and you could scout twice.
Right. But that means that next time I won't be able to scout at all.
Unless I do, because then they'll come back.
Gotcha.
So my strategy, cards on the table, no pun intended, is that by playing these four, I can maybe get you to scout out all your money and lose with way more negatives than me.
Dang, you know what? Because, it doesn't even matter what I scout. I can't even really, my hand's so willy wonky.
I mean, you do get to slide them in anywhere.
No, I know, but it still wouldn't do me any good.
And even with two cards, if you pick up both of these and you have a seven, you can just play all three. Or a five or a two. There's so many cards that could connect if you picked up two of these.
That also plays into the strategy you literally just said.
Well, no, but it would flip back on me. Because if you have three cards out,
yeah,
if I can't play three, I'm going to be scouting the tokens back to you. I don't think conceding is the right play here. Just putting anything out.
Oh, wait, and also, I'm like... completely. All right, so we're just gonna make this real fast.
Okay, I was like, anything you play is good.
Well, I'm also, I forgot that you can only do the edges, so we'll do a scout. Ooh. This five.
It's just Elizabeth on vocals and Kenneth on the drums.
So now we got Still Team, Kimberly and Carol.
Oh, whoa,
coming out.
Oh, I love a good stilt show. So I'm gonna scout Kimberly. I think she has potential as a drummer. But first up, the duet of Francis and Isabella.
Oh, what a sweet, cute couple they are.
They're siblings. Don't make it weird.
Wow, okay. Maybe they're Siamese twins.
Don't detach them. Don't scout one of them. You monster.
I mean, I've heard that it's 40% success rate. I like those odds.
How much would you have to hate your sibling to be it's worth a 60% chance one of us will die.
You know? Tight. Because Siamese twins Michael and Patricia coming out.
Woo!
On the same bike. It's not a tandem bike either. It's just one single set of wheels and pedals.
Well, if you like these two bicyclists on one bike show, you'll love Xavier and Zamina on the trampolines.
Oh, I do like them. Spicy. Their names are...
Zamina, right?
Great names. Yeah, sure. I guess. I don't really know. Your guess is as good as mine.
We're not friends. It's just a game.
All right.
I do think that's the hardest part about this game. Is I feel like every other card game, I'm always let me put these cards together.
Yeah, I'm like...
But it's like a big no-no in this game.
Fighting myself to not do that.
Boy. 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 That's the sound of Xavier and Zamina trampolining.
Yeah. What do you think they... Do you think they, throw out dad jokes while they're jumping around?
I was just imagining them basically, jumping vertically. Yeah. No stunts. Just bouncing. Making intense eye contact.
Because they're, Russians or whatever?
Yeah. Zamina does not do tricks.
Xavier does not laugh. He laughs at your pain only, and you're scared of the clowns.
Xavier's not a there.
Not a German name or a Russian name. That's okay, because you know who's coming out to play? Larry and Donna on the trapeze.
Oh, nice.
The trapeze artists.
You know what? I think Larry will be better off in my show.
Larry!
In this drum line. With Kajina and Kimberly. I'm not known for my drumming skills.
That's pretty good, though.
All right, but I'm out, so we count score.
Oh, you okay. Look at you. So I'm at 4.
Hey.
4 whole points.
I got 11. So I'll get my 11 doll hairs.
I think I can... I'll do this. 5 minus 1.
All right, these are out. That show's over. Round 2.
Fight!
We each start with our three tokens, and you get to lead.
Okay, let me figure out which angle I want to go about. Ooh, this is a spicy circus. And not in a good way. I guess we're going to flipsy-daisy him. Alright, opening act, not great, but they do like their bicycles, Robert and Paul.
That seems like a terrible bicycle show.
Yeah, really,
Robert and Paul on their bicycles.
Like, getting a round of applause for opening act.
Hipsters.
I'd be like, well, I would like my money back, Kosei Shriner.
As leader of the circus, you're like, they're not mine, but all right. They got handlebar mustaches, people will assume.
I don't even know who these guys are.
So I'm going to approach this differently this time. No, it's probably not a good way to do it. You should just play over something.
Yeah, because, I mean, ultimately you're trying to get rid of your hand.
Yeah, you're trying to get rid of your hand, and I'm trying not to give you the money.
Right.
I shouldn't scout your show. I should put on a better show where Edward, Susan, and Helen use a trampoline and a trapeze and a cannon to make a flying spectacle like you've never seen before.
In the cannon.
Yeah, Susan.
Yeah.
Bounces up the trampoline while Edward is shot underneath her into the arms of Helen on the trapeze.
It's complex. That is complex.
This is the greatest show on earth, man.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Unashamedly.
Do you know what's a real bummer? Is those numbers on the end there. Not...
Oh, I gotta put them in order. Oh, they're not in order! Never mind. Back it up. Reverse. Back to Paul and Rachel on the bikes.
Technical difficulties in... What is it called? Arena 2? I don't know.
In the second ring?
We forgot to put the gunpowder in the cannon.
Alright, so I am going to get wild and try something. I'm going to slide Paul in my hand right there. And instead replace Rachel by herself on a bicycle. With Oliver on the trapeze.
Oh. Okay. I feel like after that... Bananas show. Oh, dang it, I can't. They're not. I almost did a no-no. Almost put two together.
Don't make the same mistakes I did. Huh? Sadie, is she cheating this game all the time?
Yeah, well, poor girl. She did not understand the rules at all.
It's bizarre.
And she was it was like, I'm like, no, stop. And she's like, I don't get it. Like, we just ended up quitting. She was like, it was her bedtime anyway. And she's like, I'm done. I'm like, I get it, girl.
That's what I should have said about that Halo finale.
Well, I'm going to scout.
You want Oliver? In your show?
Yeah, Oliver. Come on. Have a part. Oh, sorry. There's your dollar.
A scout buck.
Oliver's meeting up with Nicholas. Nicholas Holt. And they are...
Old Nicky.
Juggling fiends.
I didn't know Oliver juggled.
Well... Seems to me like there's a lot about Oliver you didn't know. Doesn't seem like your best circus leader out there.
Well, what do you have to say about the three-gun salute? Olivia, right. Teresa, and Rebecca all shot out of cannons at the same time. Crisscross across the tent.
That is quite a spectacle, I must say. I really did shoot myself in the foot with the way that I chose to orient the cards this round, for sure. I thought I had it in the bag, but...
I feel like this needs to be, incorrect. Like, one of those, like, poker broadcasts where you can, like, see each person's hand.
Yeah.
And, like, yell like at the TV.
A weird camera, like, on the... Where, like, you're holding them like this.
Yeah. All in. It's probably not a good play, but you could just take all three tens and have three tens.
Could
do if you
that.
Played them back immediately, that would be a bad play. I guess you... You need to take these numbers and slide them in the middle to make a better set.
Ooh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I don't like the way you lead your circus friend.
I'm like, what's the bad guy from Geppetto? Stromboli.
I was like, was it his dad? He wasn't a bad guy. I forgot.
I'm talking about Geppetto.
Never. The Blue I have Fairy. Not seen that movie in like 30 years.
Yeah, don't watch the Tom Hanks one. That came out on Disney Plus.
Oh, is it the live action or whatever?
It's not what we call good. All right, so I'm going to risk it for the biscuit.
Yes.
Okay? We're going to skip. Ooh,
I'm here for that.
Scout. We're going to take Rebecca.
Becky. No one gets shot out of a cannon like Becky.
Hang on, though. I have to be strategic about this.
It's true. Put it in the perfect spot. Because Olivia and Teresa in the cannons is still a good show.
Say Nick Cannon.
No, Teresa in the cannon.
Oh.
She is having a baby by Nick Cannon.
Dude, I'm going to scout you for Olivia.
I mean, Teresa does need the hours now that she's expecting.
This is terrible. 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 But good. And then I'm going to scout
he
you.
He did it. He took the whole cannon show.
For the old race. Like I said, this is a risky endeavor.
I want you to lay your whole hand down. That'd be so
fly. Oh, dude, that would be fly. I'd be so proud of myself, but it's not how it works. So we have Olivia with the juggling. She gave up her cannon job because she is pregnant. Can't That's be flying out.
How many of them are pregnant? It was Teresa.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I lied about Olivia.
It's not public yet.
Whoopsie. Dial back that public knowledge. Rebecca on the bicycle, who is not pregnant. Teresa on the unicycle, who has hemorrhoids, and Victoria.
She's the pregnant one.
She's pregnant. Victoria on stilts. She's got hemorrhoids.
What is that from?
Manelli.
Oh,
on the trampoline.
He did it.
With plaque psoriasis.
Especially a drug commercial, like not a circus show.
Yeah, that's the setting of my Big Pharma commercial.
Man, you really dunked on me with this. I gotta scout these two, Olivia and Rebecca. Rebecca, you're back in my show.
Welcome back.
But Teresa, you can get this much needed maternity leave. We got Jennifer, James, Paul, Thomas, where James is actually juggling Paul on his bicycle, Thomas on his unicycle. And Jennifer on the drums. She's like twirling in the air.
That's impressive. That is.
It's quite the show. As a fellow circus leader, I'm sure you can appreciate.
Oh, don't you worry. Is that how Stromboli talked? I don't know. It's been 30 years for you. I think he was more of a meat sabola kind of guy, wouldn't he?
I guess.
It's an Italian show.
But it's also like those old cartoons where he's like, I'm gonna get ya.
His teeth were real big. That was the most villainous part about him. You know,
his teeth?
Yeah. You know what always bothered me, though, as a kid in Pinocchio? Is not necessarily the logic of anything else. Like the fact that it's a wooden puppet come to life, dancing and prancing and anthropomorphizing around.
Yeah, right? People are pretty cool with it.
Yeah, that's fine. The fact that, like, the two biggest thugs of the town was a fox and a cat. That, like, the humans interacted with as if they were also human. Like, these are fully clothed, chain-smoking cigar, flipping the gold coins.
I really do not remember that.
Yeah, I promise you, man. That's
it's
what
like,
they,
I remember the whale.
Yeah.
And then I remember the circus guy.
Monstro the whale?
And then being donkeys or whatever.
Yeah, which is funny, because that was the first time I heard the word, the alternate word for a donkey was in Pinocchio. Okay. Looks like Big Top's coming down.
Oh, snap. Because you haven't played over me, because you picked up all three of those tens. You got quite the deficit.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. I was risking it for the biscuit, you know?
Yeah, I'm pro biscuit. Probiscus. Is that bubble of water when you overfill your glass.
Is it? It's also the thing that comes out of a butterfly.
Oh, that's a probiscus. I was thinking of a meniscus.
Isn't that part of your knee? Maybe it's the same thing.
It could be.
I'm
maybe
sure
that's
is.
Why they have the same name.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know you have a meniscus.
Yeah, you can tear a meniscus.
In your knee. It's like that cartilage behind your kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it is your kneecap.
Yeah, because it would be like the bubble of water on a glass. It's like the bubble of bone on your joint.
Mmm. Delicious. Stay tuned for our sequel podcast, How to Cook a Human.
No! Wait, why am I the only one protesting?
Oh, sorry. No! We would never. Dang it, man. Like, okay, it doesn't matter, like, which way I go here. Like, I don't have anything that can really help me out. I guess I can do this. We're going to go here. We're going to take this 9. And we're going to take
Jennifer.
Yes. What does she do? Oh, she's a drummer.
Yes, but she could be a bicycler. She's got talent.
See that. I see that. Yeah, I am going to take Jennifer. She's going to team up with Quinn, her long-lost lover from,
the place where circus people come from.
Portugal.
Here's that cannon show again.
This the time with cannon
Olivia,
show.
Edward, and Rebecca on the cannons. So if you can't beat it, we're done.
I believe that's the game. I can't beat that.
That's my cannon sounds.
I can't even get close to beating that.
So I still get negative points, even though I went out.
So I'm way negative. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Actually, I'm sitting at a paltry 0.
So well, you're not negative.
I am sitting pretty. I broke even, you know?
It's for the art.
That was good.
11 again.
Ooh, so
doubled up.
22. Bam, bam, bam. What do you think that would translate to in real world money? Like $22 or $22,000? $22 million? I don't think sources make $22 million. That's a
lot.
Are you
sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Not even the Cirque du Soleil?
Well, that I wouldn't call them a circus.
They have circus in the name.
In what language? Not English.
So maybe they have it in lira. 22 lira. Million lira.
That was good.
You want to play another hand? That was fast.
Yeah, we can play another hand. It's a quick game. I mean, I really enjoyed this game and the other two times I've played it, but I got to tell you, I didn't come out on top either times either. But
it's just really bizarre because it is. The thing you want to do is play on top of other people more than anything else. And this time I kind of tried to do my big hands early just to stop you from being able to play on top of me. And I think that works better in a two-player game. I don't know. It works in all the games.
Yeah,
it's like if you're playing, really, the other person's not, it's just good.
Like, if you have an aggressive mind state when it comes to, like, dumping the cards or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to defend against that when it's two people.
Yep.
It's super easy to defend against that.
Yeah, it's a different, like, vibe when you're playing people, with more than two.
Because you have at least 2 to 3 other people to rely mm-hmm. on.
They'll scout it out and put yeah. something else out. Yeah, but when it's just you, I feel like in a sense it kind of, like, emphasizes the strategy of this game.
Yeah.
I feel like it was way less clear to me because I've only played 2, maybe 3 times before. Yeah. And it's like I kind of felt what was going on, but like I'd never felt like I like knew what I was doing. But I guess it does also, two players, kind of like the fact that I had a couple pretty good hands.
Yeah, that helps.
It's like a lot bigger of a deal with two players. See, these hands are garbage. It's about to be a different game.
Possibly. Who knows?
Because you don't want to play like singles. You need like a run. Or a double or something. Yeah, this is the right side to play it on.
Yeah.
Loser walks, so I play, right?
Yep.
New round, new Dallas. Here we go. Scout, part 2. Let me go. 9-10.
9-10?
Oh, yes. Zamina and Donna. The classic trapeze cannon act.
Well, my top-notch unicyclist, Thomas. And then the stilt master, Kimberly, and then trampolinist, Daniel, are going to come out to woo the crowd.
Woo!
And render them speechless.
Much like you.
Yes.
Trying to find that word.
Yes!
I appreciate your show, but I feel like Daniel should do some clowning in my show. There we go.
What?
Daniel the Clown?
The worst kid show
being
ever.
Serenaded by Frank with Larry on the drums and Michael on the bowling pins.
Oh.
It's not an instrument. He's juggling.
Oh. Oh. Stromboli laughs. Because Daniel didn't play out his contract. I own him. Not like that, you know? It's not.
No, I didn't. Just let him be a clown.
Oh, I will. It's time to deal with old Stromboli. So Daniel's back out there, yucking it up with singer George Harrison.
Of the Beatles?
No.
Oh.
No relation.
Oh.
Hanging out with Ashley, the drummer, while Brian juggles. And Quinn is bicycling.
Oh, Quinn on the bike!
And Susan is unicycling.
Get out! What is this? Did you pay me for Daniel?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I loved him first. Is that what you're singing to Daniel? That's yeah. So nice. That's so nice of you.
Dag gone. We're going to do 5, 6. Get an 8.
Really is all about that opening hand.
I hate this. Here's $3. Susan, Quinn, Daniel. He's coming back. He's coming back. They're going to trampoline together.
Well, that's so quaint.
Daniel, Quinn, and Susan bouncing on trampoline.
It's so sweet, it makes me want to puke. Turning into Will Arnett.
Okay, Stromboli. I think Will Arnett might be like my favorite comic actor. I mean, he's probably not the best, but I enjoy him the most.
He's pretty funny. He is pretty good. All right. Well, I'm going to give you back $2.
You know, I thought I was out of the game.
However,
I was a big swing using your players.
I'm going to take Quinn and Susan back. Yeah. They're just...
Don't want Daniel in your show?
Nah,
he's
Daniel...
He's been in, like, every show today.
He has. He has. And I guess, technically, I could take him, but I'd be giving up a doll here.
Smart. Now you're thinking like a circus leader.
Oh, that's where the money is. Are you ready?
I don't think so. Your whole hand? Out! Get out of here, dude!
Stromboli!
Not okay.
Pure luck, dude. Such luck. Because, like, when I was looking at one side, I was like, ooh, this looks good. I see a lot of doubles. But you know what? I got to give you a little bit of, like, trouble. You said runs are better. You don't want to be doing all these doubles. So, like, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, it was a pack of doubles, and a pack of doubles. And then on the opposite side, it was like, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And it was just like missing the components that I needed, like on both sides. So I was like, hey, maybe I flip it this way.
Nice.
I empty out this hand.
Sets like beat the runs, but like the runs are like, you want to play more than two cards, you know? For those following along at home,
four,
I got 1 point.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Look at you counting dollars, licking your thumb.
Stromboli.
Yeah, nice.
And then I had emptied my hand, so I didn't have to take out any points.
Nice.
All right.
1 to 10. Okay.
Here we go.
All right, it's on.
Yeah.
I'm going to play all 11 cards at the same time.
That would be a feat, man.
That would be impossible.
I don't know if it would be impossible. Would it be impossible?
Yeah, the numbers go from 1 to 10. You couldn't play the 11th card. Even if you did have like a perfect run.
Sure.
Oh, you get a lead too.
I don't want a lead.
I feel like there's like a small advantage to going first.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could go first right now, because I would play like a single card and then set up the rest of my hand.
Well, Teresa and Kenneth, they're going to come out on their dual unicycles.
Dueling unicycles?
Dueling unicycles.
Kenneth! All right. Victoria and Xavier on the trapeze. What a much better show.
Whoa!
Much better show.
What a show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Here you go. I'll pay you a couple bucks. I'm going to take these lovely ladies off your hands.
Geez.
Well, lady and guy, Xavier, is a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's not upset if you misgender him. Yeah. Stop, dude.
6, 7, 8, and 9.
Oh my gosh.
If it pleases the court, I know it doesn't.
I'm displeased. Can Robert help my show? I don't understand how strategy works in games. I feel my instinct says the less of your cards I pick up, the better. If I take one, I have to beat a 3, and I don't have a set of 3. Spoilers. So I think I need to pick up 2 cards here, but which 2 sets up my hand to be better later? None of them. You're just like wrecking me. All right, Rachel and Xavier, I appreciate
what you've done for the circus
with your skills on the trapeze. Now let's see what you can do with Oliver joining you. Bring it on. Beat this trapeze show, buddy.
Hey, you know, don't you tempt me. I just might do it. Matter of fact, no, I don't want that in there. I didn't let go of the card.
Good. You better not be shuffling these up. Is that how you playing your whole hand, buddy?
No.
I'll call you out.
Chess rules,
Let's
you know?
Take this outside.
Hey.
Let's take this outside the big top. Let's go see the egress, buddy.
Who's the egress?
Oh, it's like a famous circus con. I think Barnum Bailey, who you said was a scummy guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He had a big sign that said egress this way.
Oh.
And egress,
I think I knew that, actually.
And like egress is Italian for exit.
Oh, okay.
And so when they all went through the egress, they charged them to come back in.
That's so funny. So we got Olivia, Robert, Charlie, or Charles. Yeah, Charles. We'll call him Charlie, though.
You close?
And William Wilhelm. He likes the Wilhelm scream as he walks on the stilts. It's a little unsettling for the youngers, but brings in the Star Wars fanboys, you know?
These are like the same numbers I had a problem with last time you played them. Just so you know, in case you were thinking you were doing me a favor.
So sorry.
All right, Olivia and Robert.
Come with me, young Steve.
Now you'll join Anthony and James. So you get some singing and drumming with your juggling and bicycling.
All right, you know, Anthony, my brother's namesake, come with me, kid. I got something for you. Let me show you the big times. Come with Stromboli. He's had so many different accents. You know?
But all the same attitude.
Yeah.
He's a man of the
aggressive world.
Aggressive. Oh, an aggressive sing team right there.
It's pitch perfect. It's four. Under the big time.
Let me tell you how many people would not see that. Especially it's the fourth one. It's like not going to have Anna Kendrick in it. No. You know? Like,
Or what's his name? Adam Devine or whatever? Yeah,
maybe, because he's in the Peacock television show.
Oh, true.
Which is actually really funny.
The Bumper in Berlin thing?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Flula Borg's in it, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, dude, he is very
funny. He's so funny.
I love him as the bounty hunter in Rookie.
All right. Gloria, join my circus. I need you to sing for Jennifer and Natalie. As Natalie juggles to the beat of Jennifer's drum. There's a lot more back and forth on this one.
There is, man. Like, it's ruthless. Ruthless! Oh, but you know what? You can take those $2 back. I'm going to take these two.
This feels bad. Why'd you hire two people out of my show? You took two people out of my show, man.
I did do that.
Pair of sevens. Gloria, baby. I need you in my show. Can't believe he had you on the stilts. You belong as a singer. This time, Kajina on the drums. That'll bring the people in. Barbara the Clown.
Ooh, Stromboli laughs in the face of adversary. And he takes Barbara back because they're actually married.
Oh, yes. So the bicycle show. Wait, Stromboli's married to Barbara the Clown?
Yes. / bicyclist. Can you imagine the exploits?
Can't I?
Can't you?
All right, lose two for having two cards left.
So one, two, three, four,
can't
eight.
Count while you're counting, man.
I'm sorry. I double doozy that time.
Dang. I scored 11, which is more than you this round.
That is.
But you smoked me last round. For the Boom! Final score of
both get a win.
I think 20-12.
That's great. That was good.
Good games.
That was, man.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So let's do our
We gotta close out.
Oh, like
the playthrough, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah. Thanks for watching. This has been
Above the Board
with
Josh
and Phil.
Where we keep it above the board with Josh
and Phil. It's more intense every time. It is. The fans love it.
Yeah, they thrive for it.
They
like Stromboli.
Love it. They're going to want Stromboli back.
Yeah. He's great.
Wouldn't it be funny if next episode we're eating Stromboli? You said our next show is a cable show, right?
He's available for parties. Stromboli is.
Greatest
circus
show on earth. No. Josh hates parties.
I don't go to parties. I don't like people. Just kidding. I'm a social little butterfly.
Flutter, flutter,
to my heart's content.
You made it to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure to review, subscribe, like, heart, thumbs up, star, or whatever your listening platform lets you do to say we're something a human could listen to. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, or anchor.fm with all complaints and corrections. All the links you need are on abovetheboardpodcast.com. Stay above the board.
With Josh.
And Phil.
You. You win. Perfect.